Blog Talk Radio.
What the Haunted? Welcome to Sixth Sense World Radio on blogtalkradio.com. Tune in every week as we are digging up What the Haunted in America's most haunted city, Savannah, Georgia. In 2013, a New Light Video magazine interviewed Shannon Scott of Savannah, Georgia. We were interested to find out more information and what he could share with us about how Savannah, Georgia became known as America's most haunted city. He shares with us how a conference was presented to Savannah in 2002 by the American Institute of Parapsychology. Here's that interview with Shannon. Let's see what he has to say. Be sure to tune in every week on Friday to hear What's the Haunted on Sixth Sense World Radio on blogtalkradio.com.
Hi everybody, I'm Tammy Sabo with the New Light Video Magazine, and we're in Savannah, Georgia, one of America's most beautiful cities. It's also known as America's most haunted city, and we are here with Shannon Scott, who is actually the man responsible for helping Savannah get that name. So, hi Shannon, thanks for being here with us.
My pleasure, thanks.
Can you tell us how Savannah actually got its name, America's Most Haunted City? How did that come about?
Well, I mean, on one level, Savannah's always had this heritage that it's been recognized for. I mean, some of the ghost stories of Savannah goes back to the American Revolution. When Duke University's parapsychology program happened in the 1930s, they came to Savannah often enough to kind of study the poltergeist phenomenon going on here. But as I started doing research into kind of journaling things more historically as a storyteller and sharing those things with audiences, I became more and more interested in, you know, who had made, I guess, history in maybe parapsychology, psychical phenomena, and so forth and so on. And one of the names that I came across was Dr. Andrew Nichols. And Dr. Andrew Nichols was an esteemed parapsychologist that had gone to the J.B. Ryan Institute at Duke University. And as we were talking, he basically said, you know, I need to hold my first conference in Savannah for my nonprofit, the American Institute of Parapsychology. And I knew that this was a great moment for not only Savannah or potentially, but as well his organization. He awarded the city the America's Most Haunted City Award, which is his organization's highest honorarium. So it was also a scientific recognition from a very well-respected, in fact, the most funded field research group in the science operating today, at least in the United States and possibly the world.
So, Shannon, being in America's most haunted city, what would you say would probably be some of the most haunted areas in Savannah?
Well, I think as far as historical activity, an area called the Colonial District today, which is near the Pirate's House restaurant, that has, I guess, scientifically the most determinable activity. There's a lot of poltergeist phenomenon around there. It also is home to kind of Savannah's original haunted house, which is called the Hampton Lily Bridge House. It's been exorcised 4 times by 2 different churches. It has also been declared the most psychically possessed house in America at one time, which gave it kind of a national fame in the 60s. And Jim Williams, the antique dealer who became central to the novel Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, he restored it. He lived there for a time, went through the first exorcism and a whole host of paranormal activity. And, you know, I would say from a scientific level, there's not a house in America that can touch what is documented on the Hampton Lily Bridge House. I think the Amityville certainly may have like the fame, but as far as the facts, I would say Lily Bridge has, you know, kind of the, I don't know, the lead or something like that.
That sounds quite awesome. Also, I'm aware that you have a documentary that you created as America's Most Haunted City. Can you tell us a little bit about that and maybe where the viewers can find that?
Sure. You know, after working for some ghost television shows and they had featured Savannah and I helped them feature Savannah, I wanted to create a film that was more of my narrative and an attempt to, you know, share some of the details about you know, just kind of my view of things in Savannah that I had experienced or others had experienced, people that I knew that were like friends and neighbors for a long time. So over about a six-year period, a little longer in a way, we put together, some friends and I, the America's Most Haunted City film and as well soundtrack. My friend Edwin Brown, DJ Blue Ice, as he's known in some quarters, did all the music, 12 tracks for it, and I was really excited about that because I love music. And, you know, it was a self-financed film. Not perfect, but I think it does have a lot of merit. And so that was released, you know, within the past year or so, but it's really now just starting to get traction in the public.
Awesome.
And people can download it on arena.com. They can go to Amazon.com or arena.com and buy a hard copy of it as well.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you, Shannon, so much for sharing about how America's Most Haunted City is right here in Savannah, Georgia. And it's finding something new in a new light, finding a new perspective on places that you thought you knew. Where can we find out more about you and what you do? Because you do other things too, right?
Sure. You can go to shannonscott.com. And you can learn about the tours that I give, which are largely cemetery tours day and evening. In fact, we offer Savannah's only evening cemetery event called Bonaventure Cemetery After Hours. And it's a very exclusive peek at Victorian Cemetery. It's very famous. And cemeteries are kind of my bag now more than ghosts. But you know, I still bring a lot of the same passion and I think storytelling craft to those things.
Bonaventure, one of my favorite cemeteries. Anywhere in the world, I think. It's got its own little charm, definitely, definitely. So find out more about Shannon Scott's tours in Bonaventure and here in Savannah, Georgia, and then experience why Savannah is America's most haunted city yourself. I'm Tammy Sabo with the New Light Video Magazine. Thank you for listening and watching. We'll see you next time.
Be sure to tune in every week on Friday to hear What's the Haunted? On Sixth Sense World Radio on blogtalkradio.com. I'm Tammy Sabo, and I'll see you then.